Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
I've noticed something interesting as I've been waiting for the manifestation of some things to take place in my life. There are four major areas that I am looking to manifest in my life. I am waiting for the manifestation of four major areas in my life: the exposure of my enemies, deliverance from everything that's hindering me, an increased presence of God, and prosperity and blessings. The subject I will discuss with you in today's podcast is the four winds, which represent these four areas. The four winds represent four distinct aspects of God's divine power that operate in a believer's life. These four winds bring different outcomes in your circumstances depending on where you're at in that moment. As you mature in Christ, you will have the capability of summoning these winds to bring about the desired outcome you desire in your life. Let's dive into these four winds and what they represent in a believer's walk with the Lord Jesus. East wind. This wind brings correction and judgment against the forces of darkness. It is a strong, violent, scorching, dry wind from the desert, not to cleanse, not to analyze, but to destroy. Jeremiah 4:11-12. At that time, these people in Jerusalem will be told, "A scorching wind from the barren heights in the desert blows toward my people, but not to winnow or cleanse, a wind too strong for that comes from me. Now I pronounce my judgments against them." This wind wipes out all your enemies, all those who've come against you. This wind will remove them. Therefore, I choose not to respond to all that I know is being done against me. I have no need to. My God will take care of it for me. This wind is upon us now. West wind. This wind brings deliverance and mercy. It is a strong wind that brings rain from the sea. After the showdown at Mount Carmel, in his mercy, God sent the rain to end the three-year famine in the land of Samaria, 1 Kings 18:43-45. Following God's judgment against the enemy, it is necessary to destroy every forged chain, dismantle every erected stronghold, and completely decimate every bondage, allowing God to pour in his mercy in the vacated places. Exodus 10:19. And the Lord changed the wind to a very strong west wind, which caught up the locusts and carried them into the Red Sea. This is where all the work I put in over the past decade now manifests. This wind will set the captives free. This wind will free you from the bloodline curses, the bondage, and all slavery at the hand of the enemy. You read what I read. It will annihilate and completely decimate every stronghold erected against you so that God can do what comes next. North wind. This wind brings the calming, soothing presence of God, driving away all that was against us. There, God will appear with the latter and former rains. Hosea 6:3. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. Song of Solomon 4:16. Awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow on my garden, that its fragrance may spread everywhere. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste its choice of fruits. This is where God shows up to reveal himself to you. He gives direction and instructions, and he gives you the power to do what he's called you to do. He shows you himself to put it plainly. South wind. This wind brings prosperity, blessing, provision, and restoration. After the enemy's years of havoc, there is left much pain and devastation, poverty, and lack. God blows in his south wind to restore the years of the destruction of the cankerworm and the locust. We can believe him for his suddenly goodness to come upon us exceeding, abundantly, above all we can ask or imagine according to the power of Jesus, at work in us. He will do a quick thing that makes us exclaim with joy and gladness. It is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Psalm 78:26. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. 2 Chronicles 29:36. And Hezekiah and all the people were filled with joy because God had prepared them, and the thing happened suddenly. Psalm 118:23. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The south wind comes in swiftly and suddenly to bring blessing, prosperity, and the goodness of God. This wind brings blessing, prosperity, and the goodness of God, restoring all that has been taken from you. It brings favor and grace from God. It equips you to walk in the divine promises of God in your life. This wind is the wind you want to position yourself to receive. This wind will take you from glory to glory. As I've received this revelation recently, I've noticed how the winds are shifting in my life. I now pay attention to how the wind is shifting in the area where I now live. As I'm being elevated, I can see a correlation between what's happening spiritually in my life and the way the wind is blowing in the weather forecast. The four winds are definitely at work right now. Change is here. The enemy is being exposed. Blessings are in the atmosphere. The enemy can sense that something is about to happen. It is our time. It is my time to shine for the kingdom of God. It is time to take off. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.